Here's a look at your closing markets from our studios at Oklahoma National Stockyard, serving cattle producers for 100 years. April live cattle closed up 27 cents at 181.17, June closed up 5 cents at 175.37, and August closed up 75 cents at 173.52. April feeder cattle closed up $1.17 at 241.60, May closed up $2.27 at 242.55, and August closed up $2.17 at 254.30. We got your grains coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Kansas City hardwood winter wheat for May closed up 4.5 at 577 and a quarter. July closed up 6.25 at 575 and a quarter. May wheat closed down 0.25 at 536 and 3/4. July closed up 3/4 at 553 even. May corn closed down 3.5 at 426 and 3/4. July closed down 4 3/4 at 436 and a quarter. May soybeans closed down 15 1/4 at 1134 and a quarter. July closed down 15 1/4 at 1149 even. May cotton closed down 146 points at 78.10. July closed down 72 points at 80.61. And May crude oil closed up 20 cents at 82.89. I'm Macy Carter on the Oklahoma Farm Report.